My name is Bronson Hermuth. I'm broadcasting from Music Row, Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA. And this is an interview with Michael Mason. Michael, thank you for stopping by and seeing me, brother.
Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, man. Tell me where you're from.
Well, originally I'm from Oxford, Pennsylvania. Small town in near the Delaware-Maryland border. 50 miles in between Philadelphia and 50 miles from Philly and 50 miles from Baltimore.
So Nashville, how'd you get to Nashville? Why are you in Nashville?
I started coming to Nashville when I was real young because we had a lot of family here. But I came as an artist.
What, and how old were you?
When I first started coming.
When you came here to pursue the music business seriously, well, how old were you?
I was 21 when I first came to Nashville as an artist, as a songwriter. And back in 83, and been here coming in and out of town ever since.
So now you live in Dixon, now out of the country.
I live in a little town called Cumberland Furnace.
Cumberland Furnace, excuse me, man, I'm sorry.
It's in Dixon County.
But you know I'm from Iowa.
Yeah.
What are you doing as far as playing-wise? Are you working anything that's like a regular-type basis gig, or are you... spending more time with your songwriting, your recording your songs? What are you doing?
Well, I'm working quite a bit with a band I have over in Missouri. But here lately I've been working with a unit of guys in Nashville, in the Nashville area. And between songwriting and recording and playing, I'm staying very busy.
Yeah. I'll bet you're staying busy. You've always been busy. You're a worker, man. The very first time you played for money, what was it? What was the gig?
Oh, man, I'll never forget it. It was the great big gig was in an Eagles club in Oxford, Pennsylvania. And we thought we were really doing good because I think the whole band might have made about $100. And it was like six of us in the band.
So what year was that?
Oh, man, that was in like 77.
And you'd have been?
Very young.
Well, what do you think, 15, 16?
Yeah, or something like that, maybe. Probably, yeah, about 16.
Luckily, they let kids in the Eagle, yeah, right?
It was an outside, like a beef and beer thing, you
right.
know? And, well, we practiced and practiced and practiced. And actually, we went back. I played that club for a long time after that, you know?
I know you've traveled a lot, Michael. You've played your music in a lot of places, man. I know you've been all over in this country and others. You've got a bus. It's called The General, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And your band that you toured with for so many years and that I have worked with you several times with as far as in, as a publisher and producer and helping you with stuff as much as I can, Southern Pride.
Yes.
So when did you start Southern Pride in the first incarnation?
1990.
And I know you Southern Pride still exists at your will when you wanted to play.
Yeah,
and
yes.
You just played recently, I think, up in Pennsylvania, didn't you?
Yes, we played in Delaware, actually, yes.
And what was that gig?
That was at Just Mugs up in Bear, Delaware, which is a club I've been playing at since about 78 or 79.
They must like you.
Yeah, been playing there a long time. It's a great club. It used to be a seven-night-a-week club, but like a lot of clubs now, you know, there are only three now.
Right.
And but we just had a reunion back in October, and it was fantastic.
So you got to see a bunch of your old buzz and all that?
Yeah.
Man, that's always fun.
Had some of the original Southern Pride members, you know.
Do you remember how we met?
Yeah.
You sent me a package, and it was like 2 a.m, and I was sitting there listening to songs, and I put that cassette in, you know, and I turned it on, and you started singing, and it just blew me away, and I called you up, and you were home, and you answered the phone, and you said you realize it's like 2:30 a.m. And I said, man, if I can be up listening to your songs, the least you can do is be up with me. You remember that?
Yes,
yeah,
I sure
that's
do,
how we
man.
Met, man. That what was that? 93, 94?
I'm thinking maybe more like 91 or something.
91? I can't remember back, man. I forget everything anymore.
It was a long time ago, bro.
Yeah, well, you know, we're getting older.
Yes.
Yeah, we ain't pups no more, man.